about what the professional salesperson is, what they represent, what they do, and the contributions they make. So I'll start by reinforcing what Brian was talking about with some questions. How many of you really believe you sell a pretty good product? Can I see your hands? All right. How many of you believe you sell an extraordinarily good product? How many of you sell a product that solves a problem? Can I see your hand? How many of you believe that when you sell a product that solves a problem, you deserve a profit? Can I see your hand? How many of you believe if you sell two products that solve two problems, you deserve two profits? Can I see your hand? How many of you been selling as long as a year? Can I see your hand? How many of you have still got every dime you've ever earned in the profession of selling? Can I see your hands? How many of you have got customers that are still using and benefiting from what you sold them a year ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, even longer? Can I see your hand? All right. Then who's the big winner? The customer, all right. Then is a sales process something you do to somebody or something you do for somebody? Then why would you hesitate ever to be willing to do something nice for somebody else? Can I see your hand? Now, one of the things that happens to me periodically, somebody thinking they're paying me a compliment will say, you know, they tell me you could sell anything to anybody. I said, you have just described a con artist. A professional salesperson cannot and will not sell anything unless he clearly or she clearly understands that the customer is the big winner in the transaction. That's what the professional salesperson does. The message is very clear. Make certain the customer is the big winner if you're going to build a permanent sales career. And to do that, you must sell product, our goods or services, where you know and are very comfortable, your conscience is absolutely clear, you know that when you leave that prospect that is now a customer, that they're going to be the big winners. Now, I want to tell you, I'm very proud to be a salesman. A lot of people don't realize this, but America was literally discovered by a salesman. Not by any stretch of imagination could you accuse Christopher Columbus of being a navigator. He's looking for India. He missed it 12,000 miles. Now, folks, that is not navigation. You might say, well, was he a salesman? Well, he was an Italian in Spain, way out of his territory. Only had one prospect to call on, and if they said no, he's got to swim back home. He really had to do some selling. Then when he got aboard those five ships, and a lot of people don't realize he started with five, but two of them did go over the side. On the trip, he literally had to keep on selling in order to keep on sailing. Not only that, but he had to make a sale before he even got aboard the ships because Isabella and Ferdinand of Spain kept saying to him, Chris, price too high, can't afford it. You know, I mean, just can't buy it. We don't have any money, actually. And as I understand it, though this is not verbatim, and since I was not there, I can't say this with certainty. But what he said to them, he said, look, Izzy, for Isabella, I'm not certain as to say that term he used, but he says you got that string of beads around your neck. Why don't we take them down to the pawn shop, hawk it, and finance the deal that way? Well, historically speaking, they literally had to make special arrangements in order to get there. We were discovered by a salesman. We were populated by a salesman. Sir Walter Raleigh toured the coffee houses of London, persuading those people to leave the security, quote, of their homeland to go into a foreign land where he had no guarantee on anything at all. And he sold, and because of that, he was able to bring people into America. We were freed by a salesman. George Washington, now I want you to consider this. How many of you are sales managers? Can I see your hands, please? All right. He had to do a super sales job. He said, look, what are we going to do? Going to go to war against the most powerful nation on earth, big army, big navy. We're going to rebel and we're going to fight those people. And I got to tell you, to be completely honest, if we win this war, I'm not going to be able to pay you. Sorry about that. If we lose it, they're going to hang you to the highest tree. Now, if you sales managers sometimes think you have trouble recruiting, just think about George. I mean, now, he really had to do a sales job. We were freed by a salesman. We were expanded our territory by a salesman, Lewis and Clark. You know, first 175 years after the people got here, we were still just on the verge of the Appalachian Mountains. Lewis and Clark studied what the British had done, so they set up trading posts manned by salespeople so that when they went westward, they could get the supplies that was necessary. So we were not only freed by a salesman, discovered by a salesman, populated by a salesman, and expanded by a salesperson, but today you as salespeople are completely responsible for